All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's another fantastic episode of the CanCast video game podcast. I am ChibiD in Tokyo, Japan, and of course, we are joined by Wombat in the Pequa.
Yes.
And Shipwreck in the Cincinnatiqua.
Living on the air.
What?
He's living on the air in Cincinnati.
Oh, I got it. I thought you were unsure of whether you're going to say you were living on the edge.
Cheapy, if you've wondered whatever became of me.
I do wonder.
I'm living on the air in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I used to watch that show.
That's because it had nice boobs.
Yes. What was that girl, lady's name?
Lonnie Anderson.
Lonnie Anderson, right.
Fake Dolly Parton.
Yeah, that was a good show. Anyway, I was just... The GameStop Black Friday ad just leaked, and I was just sort of going over it while we were getting the show ready. And they did something pretty shady on the front page of the ad. I mean, you tell me how shady you think this is. So they have their Doorbusters deals, and it says, holiday bundles with three free games. And it's got a 360 Elite and a PS3 Slim. Now, the Elite holiday bundle comes with two free games already. Like, it doesn't matter when you buy it, if you buy a 360 Elite Holiday Bundle anywhere, anytime, you get the Lego Batman and Pure. So then they also give you a choice of Call of Duty 4 or Bakugan or whatever. But it's a little shady that they're implying that you're getting three free games because of this deal, but you're only getting, really, one free game. Oh, it actually says it in small print underneath it. Regular Xbox 360 Elite bundles include Pure and Lego Batman. But who would, you know, really know what that means? But just to keep things equally shady on both systems, they said the three free games that come with the PS3 Slim are the Little Big Planet Game of the Year Edition and the God of War Collection, which they're counting as two games.
Nice.
Well, I mean, it is two games.
And they're showing the box. They're showing two different boxes for the God of War collection.
Excellent.
Shipwreck, you have God of War collection. Does it come in two different boxes?
No, it comes in one box with both artworks on the front. It's not the most creative of packaging.
Is it one disc?
Yeah, one disc.
Oh, because this ad shows clearly two cases with two different...
Oh, it is. I didn't realize it was both games on one disc. I thought it was going to be two discs.
No.
Now,
that is kind of shady.
The PS3 recognizes it as two different games, though. Like, you get two different sets of trophies with it.
Right. That's cool. But when you load the game up, it gives you a choice to play both games, right? Like,
right.
It doesn't show two discs in the games section.
No, menu-based.
Right, of course. So anyway, I thought that was kind of shady for GameStop to do. I mean, especially the two pictures of the boxes. I mean, there's no two boxes. It's ridiculous. Anyway, the rest of the ad is sort of lackluster.
No two boxes, yeah.
So this week and last week, we've been doing these... live test shows, basically, to get ready for next week's Black Friday Super Show of Savings. That's where we get on the air at 1 o'clock in the morning on Friday morning. And we entertain you while you wait for the Amazon deals and all the other online deals to go live. Or, I guess if you're going out to the stores, you should probably already be at the store at 1 o'clock in the morning, right?
I don't know. I don't even want to think about it because it's something I know I won't do. So
yeah, me neither. So we were doing that, and I think the last one went okay. For some reason, my parents sound fine when they're on Skype with me, but Wombat does not. So I don't know. We'll figure it out, though, for the show next week.
I said, worst case scenario, I just go on the phone. I mean, I sound fine when I'm on the phone.
Right, we can hear you.
I just sound distant.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. So that's cool. And we did reveal on the last show that Wombat had some... sort of exciting news, a first for anyone who quote unquote works at Cheap Ass Gamer. Wombat, do you want to tell the big news about your junket?
I want to hear about Wombat's junket.
Yeah, I've officially sold out. Yes, I sold out, and I am going to Montreal on December 3rd and 4th, flying back home on the 5th. And I'm going to play, Army of Two.
Right, Right, you better know the game. Yes. They're paying
the game that he doesn't even know the name of.
No, I'm going to play the Army of Two, the 40th day in Montreal. They're kind enough to fly me up there and check it out.
That's pretty
as part
amazing.
Of their, it's a community day event.
Yeah, I've never been invited to anything like that.
And it was really nice because they sent me a letter that was actually, you know, personalized. I forwarded the email to you guys, so you knew it wasn't just some sort of like a stock email. They were familiar with me and the show, and they want me up there because they want me up there,
right.
Not just some random person.
Right. That must have made you feel good. Was your wife impressed when you told her you're getting an all expenses paid trip to Montreal?
Impressed is a word, but it's not the word I would use to describe her reaction.
Upset?
Yeah, it might be a little better word.
Like what happened? She was upset that she wasn't, like, she jealous that she wasn't going, or she was...
I think it's more of a, you know, because we have a baby.
Right, you're leaving me behind so you can go play a video game.
Exactly.
You're going to Canada to play a video game.
Exactly.
Yeah, that would probably happen to me too if I was ever invited somewhere.
Anyway, my stories get better, by the way, because I had an interesting morning this morning.
Uh-huh.
As you know, I went to the doctor this morning.
Right.
I've had this persistent cough and stuffy nose for, I don't know, 2.5 months now. And I finally decided maybe I should see a doctor. The stomach bug I had over the weekend was kind of the straw. I'm like, okay, I got it. I just got to get looked at. And my doctor looks at me, maybe 5 minutes. He looks at me, checks my throat. He has me breathe into a tube and all sorts of fun doctor tests. And he goes, yeah, you've got some sort of virus. I'm putting you on antibiotics for 21 days.
Oh.
I'm on 3 weeks of antibiotics.
I was going to guess it was genital warts, but that's just me.
Yes. And they're these gigantic, because I picked them up tonight. That's why I was running a little late. They're these gigantic antibiotic pills that are about the size of my thumb.
Right.
And when I picked them up, you know that there's probably something wrong with you. I guess I'm busier than I thought because I didn't even realize that I was like legitimately ill.
Right.
And the pharmacist was like, I hope you're going to be okay.
Oh, that's not good.
Like, thanks, doctor guy.
Was that just looking at you, or is that when they actually looked at your medication?
When he looked at the medication and he saw how many pills, he's like, I don't think I've ever filled out a prescription for this many antibiotics at once.
Wow.
I'm like, well, now I feel so warm and fuzzy.
What, did you eat a sandwich off a toilet seat or something?
I don't know. I think I'm just, you know, exhausted.
Right.
Which is why I need this trip to Montreal. it all ties back.
That should help. Maybe, so this is good. You can bring your virus to a foreign land and bring back new
exactly.
ones. Exactly.
Well,
that's
cool. I'm like the monkey in Outbreak.
I'm really curious to hear about your trip because I'm just as interested in hearing about, like, what they do, you know, what they pay for as much as the game itself. I mean, actually, I really liked the first Army of Two. It was a very well-made game. Very fun online co-op.
I know you enjoyed it a lot, which is probably one of the reasons why they invited me up.
Why did they invite me up?
Because no one likes you.
I know. I mean, I think I would have got the same response from my wife, so, and it's much farther. I would like to, yeah, I was just talking to a guy, Keg, we were playing Modern Warfare 2 yesterday, and he lives in Vancouver, Stuttering Billy. And I was saying, there's like a million game companies in Vancouver, and I wish one of them would invite me to come there, because Vancouver's is pretty close. I mean, it's an 8-hour flight from Tokyo, so it's about as close as I'm going to get to getting to North America. So somebody invite me to something and pay for it. You don't even need to pay for it. Just invite me and pretend like you're paying for it, and I'll tell my wife that you're paying for it. But then I'll pay for it.
And then I think we get it.
And then I'll smoke weed there.
Yeah.
And eat muscles.
I was wondering who was going to pay for the weed.
I'll pay for the weed and the muscles. They got good muscles there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to some Montrealian food.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
The best thing about this is you're not going to be influenced by this because you're not going to write a review.
Exactly. But the best part is that they're very well aware that I'm not going to.
They just talk about it on the show, and that's good enough, I guess.
Yeah, and they'll, I'll recommend that they send a review copy to Shipwreck, and everybody wins.
Everybody, except me, who gets nothing.
Well, you get nothing, but, what do you deserve?
Nothing. I get a review from Shipwreck, is what I get.
And that's all anyone could ask for ever about anything.
Exactly.
Ever.
I wanted to bring something up because I got a lot of messages about it from people on Twitter. And it also had bothered me before I even got the messages. And you can actually fill me in on some of the stuff. You know, Obama was in Tokyo, like, I guess last week. And now he's somewhere in Asia. I don't know where he is. But he met the emperor. And I guess in America, they made a big deal about the way that he bowed to the emperor. Is that true? Did you see anything about that?
I've read about it on cheapassgamer.com.
Besides there.
No, that was about it.
Not on...
Yeah, I've read about it when it's happened in the past. Similar stuff like this.
Oh. Whoa.
Excuse me.
You better take some more of those horse pills.
I'm telling you. There's definitely something wrong with me.
I've got some herpes pills here that I had to pick up this week.
For your cat?
Yes.
Your cat has herpes?
I don't think he has herpes. I'm not sure what's going on.
But why would he have herpes pills?
Because that's what my wife called in, and I had to go pick up.
Oh.
I had to go to the window and said, yes, my herpes pills for iPod.
But wait, isn't iPod dead?
No. Remo is the one that passed away.
Oh, Remo's dead. Passed away. I see.
Wow, you're really tactful.
But we also learned that
the dead one?
So Remo's the one that you have the ashes for.
Yes, I have the ashes for Remo sitting behind me right now.
Right, we learned that before the show. I thought that's pretty. What do you do with those?
You smoke them.
They sit there.
You sprinkle them on your blunts. You lace your blunts with those.
Yeah, I mean it's a fitting tribute.
Cat blunts.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's fine tab you got.
The ashes from my dead turtle. He's downstairs on top of my games bookcase downstairs.
Right, that's where he should be.
Yeah, he watched me play a lot of games.
I can't wait to go to show. What's that?
Before I forget, I just want to give a quick shout out to CAG user UFS Kenny, who sent me a fine gift in the mail this week. So
dead cat?
Cat blunts?
He sent me a gift card to Red Lobster.
Clunts? He sent you some clunts?
Some clunts, yes.
Yeah. Red Lobster, wow. That's pretty classy.
I'm excited. So, you know what? Screw you for judging me.
There's a Red Lobster here in Japan. There's a couple of them. And I looked it up because, you know, it's very difficult to get lobster here. It's like $300 to get a lobster at Red Lobster in Japan. It's pretty...
Don't they have, like, how hard would it be to get... I mean, don't they have rock lobsters and...
They have, like, big shrimp, like, really big shrimp, but they're not lobsters.
Yeah, lobsters are a North American delight.
Yeah.
Well, there's the, Australian rock lobsters.
They have things that are, like, they look like sort of lobsters, but they're really, like, in the shrimp family, I guess.
Yeah, they don't have claws.
They don't have claws, but I don't know. But Red Lobster, the Red Lobster in Japan, you have to order your lobster, like, 2 or 3 weeks in advance, and it's... like $300.
Yeah. I mean, for like a real Maine lobster is what we're...
Yeah, that's what I would like.
Do they still have them out in a tank out there in the front where you pick out your $300?
I doubt it because they have to order it special for you. I've never been. I would go. I don't know if I would get the lobster, but...
No, you could get the coconut shrimp and the cheddar biscuits.
They don't have that.
Call it a day.
They don't have that. They don't have that. It's
totally
different.
What the hell's the point of going to Red Lobster?
They don't have cheddar biscuits at your Red Lobster?
I know, that's...
All right, now I have to go to Red Lobster to report back to everybody what they have.
Yeah, because cheddar biscuits is really what Red Lobster is all about.
I don't think they have that. I looked at the menu a couple weeks ago, and
it's not a menu item.
Oh, it's not? It looks fancier than American Red Lobster.
How do they not have coconut shrimp?
Wait a minute, I was talking about the Obama thing.
I know, but I changed the subject because Red Lobster is much more interesting than... politics.
Right, but not Kaplan's. I just wanted to say that. I just thought it was really silly that people were making a big deal about Obama bowing to the emperor. First of all, the emperor has no power. He's just like a guy who goes to mall openings and stuff. Maybe not mall openings, but, you know, he goes visit old people and things like that. He's a figurehead. He doesn't do anything except ceremonial stuff. And he is
basically the CPD of Japan.
No, I do way more than the emperor. But, you know, the prime minister is the person who does things. So mostly people on Fox were saying, oh, you know, shows weakness when you bow to the emperor and, you know, it's silly. It's very silly. The guy, you know, does nothing. And it's really just like a handshake here. You know, when I go to 7-Eleven and I buy some ice cream, I give the guy a little bow. It doesn't really mean anything. Of course,
give the guy
like
a little BJ and a
yeah, I put my finger in his ass. Also, like, you know, the bow is a little awkward, certainly. He didn't really do a great bow. It was, like, pretty deep, and he, like, shook the guy's hand at the same time. It was a little awkward, but I think, you know, it's nobody really cares here. People are making a big deal that Japanese people were offended by it. Japanese people don't care. You can't have an offensive bow unless you stick, you know, if you punch the person in the face while you're bowing, I guess that would be offensive.
Or not put the finger in the ass.
Right. Yeah, you got to get in there. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that because it was really, I watched this Hannity guy talk about it, and it's like, yeah, that's the biggest problem going on in America. We got to make a big deal about bowing to some guy who, you know, 70-year-old guy who weighs 80 pounds. Anyway, enough with that. Let's get back to Shipwreck's cat ashes. Or not.
I think that's a dead story.
Dead, but I'm bumped. All right, we do have some contest winners from last week. The winner of the Bayonetta soundtrack and Platinum Games bookmarks is Frank Castle AZ. Congratulations. I'll send you a message later telling you how you can meet me in Japan to pick those up. And I'll mail them to you.
You're a good person.
Yeah, and Shipwreck, you were giving away something?
Yes, I was giving away a copy of Tornado Outbreak for the Wii. And that went to Goomba 478.
Excellent.
So
excellent.
PM me your information.
Meet Shipwreck in Cincinnati.
Yes. Or that.
Yes. Some quick CAG news-ish. You should notice that the site runs a lot faster now because we got a brand new database server and Super Programmer John has tuned it well. So everything should be running quickly. Have you guys noticed the site runs faster now?
I'm supposed to say yes, right?
You haven't noticed anything.
No, not really.
Ship, you haven't noticed
there, anything? I've noticed there hasn't been non-suitable nodes lately.
Right. You shouldn't get
there's
that.
There's plenty of nodes to go around.
Yeah. We're not on the load balancer anymore. We got rid of that, so you shouldn't get that error. But you haven't noticed the site's been faster?
I'll pay attention to it now.
Okay.
Since you said something. Like,
pages don't hang anymore. They load instantly.
Excuse me. Okay.
But I guess you haven't noticed that.
No, I haven't.
Also, we've started our 2009 Child's Play charity raffle extravaganza, where we basically throw a raffle, and when you donate money to it, you donate money to Penalty Arcade's Child's Play charity, which goes to hospitals and gives sick children video games to play, basically. When you donate to them through our little widget thing, you get entered into our raffle and you can get some pretty cool prizes. I haven't updated the prize list yet, but so far we have a $500 Amazon gift certificate. We've got a DS Lite bundle with a ton of games donated by Just Den. And we have, you know, by the time the raffle is drawn, I'm sure we're going to have like 50 to 100 different things like we do every year. So it's going to be great. And the money goes right to, when you donate, it goes right to Penny Arcade. I don't, you know, it doesn't like go to me and then I send it on to them. It goes right to them. And we're looking to raise $40,000 this year. Last year we raised 32 grand. And I think like with Twitter now and all that shit, we should be able to raise more.
I already put out some requests to some high-profile companies to donate raffle prizes.
Oh, nice.
So I've heard back from two. One, yes, I'll put something together to get you a prize, and one, I forwarded your information, but I think we can do this. All right. So
I thought what I might do is, like, on the main page here, like, have a section, two different prize sections, one for, like, prizes that were donated by companies, if we actually get any, and the rest of our people who are donated a prize that were donated from the CAG community.
I'm pretty sure we'll definitely get one. I'd be surprised if we don't get another from another company that I reached out to that probably just hasn't had a chance to get back to me.
Right.
And,
I can probably get some, too.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great.
I haven't tried yet.
Yeah.
I know I have this Fairy Tale Fights t-shirt that everybody is clamoring over.
You could sprinkle some cat ashes on that, and that would be a good prize.
If my maybe pulls through, that would be a pretty sick prize. So.
All right. Okay. So anyway, we're excited about this. You have until the end of the year to donate. So please do it. You'll see right on the front page of Cheap Ass Gamer. You'll see the little widget. What else? I guess we should go right into the new releases after 20 minutes of talking about God knows what. So
horse pills and cat ashes. What else is there to talk about?
Right. It's the backbone of America.
Exactly.
Shipwreck, why don't you lead us through this since you are the man?
There are a ton of releases. This is the last big release week this year.
Okay.
Trying to get it out before Thanksgiving here. Assassin's Creed 2 is coming out for the PlayStation 3 and Xbox.
Well, Wombat has it.
Yeah, I think Wombat has that.
Yes, I do have that. You're talking about it as if I'm not here.
I know. I mean, I was waiting for you to jump in and say, hey, I have it. Maybe I should talk about it now.
I thought we were going to wait until we got to it on the actual outline, but I could talk about it now.
I think you should do it now.
Do it now?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Okay, well, I do have Assassin's Creed 2. Mm-hmm. I played about, 2 hours of it.
Okay.
But for those who are interested in the game, be fairly warned. The first hour of the game is kind of a big waste of time.
Is it like the just cutscenes and shit?
It's not so much just cutscenes. It's just kind of, it's basically 4 minutes of what should have just been a quick cutscene. Like, it should have just been a 4 minute cutscene and not an hour of kind of like, okay, I get it. It's all about, you know, if you remember the last game, it's you're the dude from the future and the whole Animus thing and escaping that area.
Animus? What's that? That's the machine thing?
Yeah, it's the machine
thing. I have a question before you go on any further. Pose this to Shipwreck. Shipwreck, did you play the first one?
I did, but I did not finish it.
Okay, same with me. I think I got about halfway through. I think I killed about half of the guys I was supposed to kill.
Yeah, that's about where I was, too, I think.
I didn't, you know, I like the whole concept of Assassin's Creed and, you know, and the core gameplay, but I don't think, like, this whole futuristic, like, I'm in some sort of machine that transplants my mind somewhere back in time. I don't think that really adds anything to the experience. In fact, it just makes it, like, more confusing. I mean, what's the point of that?
I think it works better in this game.
Yeah?
So far. I mean, then again, I'm also, like I said, 2 hours in. But, you know, I did get to the point where you do play as, you know, I'm playing as the guy that's the assassin, but he's not the assassin yet.
Okay.
So I'm just doing like some pretty basic, almost tutorial-esque missions where, you know, you deliver the package or get home before your brother kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Fight the local ruffians.
Sounds great.
Yeah, but the game looks great. I mean, the controls take a little getting used to. I mean, you know, it, as was the first game, you know, there's a little bit of a learning curve with the controls. But, I mean, so far, I am actually really enjoying it. I want to get to that part where I become the assassin and I can actually talk about, you know, killing dudes.
Yeah, I understand. So it's sort of hard for you to talk about it.
Yes, what is really weird about, are you familiar with the Uplay stuff?
No.
I am familiar with what it is, like, but this is the first game that supports it, right?
Yes, this is the first Uplay game.
What does that mean?
Splinter Cell is also going to be a Uplay game. So Ubisoft has a website, uplay.com, the letter uplay.com. And it's linked to your Xbox Live account. So when you play the game, in addition to the regular achievements, you also get Uplay achievements. And those points can be used to unlock things in the game.
Oh, all right.
So I have enough points already because just for registering on Xbox and then registering on your computer and basically starting the game, you get like 10 points for each of those. And 30 points is all you need to unlock the Altair costume, which would be the character for the first game in the new game.
I see.
So, you know, 40 points unlocks like a hidden map or something like that.
Now, you can use those points for other games too, right? Like if there was
Yeah, I could use them for Splinter Cell, but I'm not going to unlock, you know, a machine gun for Splinter Cell for a game that isn't even out yet.
Oh, you can already unlock the stuff for Splinter Cell?
Yeah, it's already there.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, you could see what the, you know, everything. There's, right. I think, well, there's a third game that I can't think of.
Yeah, well, that but makes sense, though, cool. That in the future, you would want to be able to unlock stuff. That way, when you purchase something day one, you would have all this bonus content, basically.
Yeah.
So, basically.
Sounds like a good idea.
Okay. Well,
it's not a bad idea. And you can access the Uplay like site or like a weird version of it from the game itself, from the Xbox. So it's kind of cool.
All right. So far it sounds like you like the game, but you haven't really played enough of it to sound off more.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe I should get it.
Everyone says how great it is, and so far I can't complain about it. There's a lot of little things that I've heard you could do in this game that I'm really looking forward to doing.
Like what?
Just with the buying and selling of properties and unlocking and buying items. There's like a monetary system.
Oh.
So, yeah, there's a lot more to do and unlock and to, play around with. It's not just doing the same three things over and over and over again.
Stab, stab, stab.
Stab, stab, stab.
Stab your troubles away.
That's what I do.
All right. What else we got, Shipwreck?
Also, for the PS3, we have God of War Collection, which we talked about earlier. And I put about an hour into both of the games just to see what it was all about. And it definitely looks very nice. They've up-resed everything to 720p. And everything runs at 60 frames per second now. So, God of War 2 especially, it looks better than a lot of like current gen games. Like, I mean,
really?
It's not top tier, but it the lower tier games, this is clearly better.
Does it look better than Jurassic the Hunted?
As far as being fluid and everything, yes. I mean, Jurassic the Hunted does have some nice textures on the dinosaurs. I mean, that's the thing. They up-res some of the textures, but not everything. So the areas that you can tell it's really not a next-gen game is like stuff with like flames or lighting. It seems like that's the stuff that upping the resolution on isn't really going to make those pop out.
Got it.
But yeah, both games have their own achievements. It's good. $40, it's a good buy for both games.
But I've already played both of them and finished them, so I don't know.
It's surprising how well they hold up still, though.
I bet they do. There's so many other things to play. I just don't.
I was
going
to say, it's just that there's so much else out there right now to replay God of War.
It seems like a waste.
Well, yeah,
of time
maybe not right now, but maybe before the third game comes out in the spring or whatever.
Nope. Never.
Well, I never beat God of War 2, so this is my chance.
Okay, God of War 2 is awesome. They're both great. They're both ridiculous games. I mean, of course, if you haven't played them, you obviously need to get it if you have a PS3. What else?
Lego Indiana Jones 2.
Next. What else?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's fine, and I'm sure it's exactly the same as every other Indiana Jones. Does it have online co-op? Have they ever put online co-op into one of these games?
No, they have not.
No,
there's no online in Lego Rock Band.
Right. All right. Next.
Yeah. There is a new Scenic game that's coming out for all the systems.
Another one?
Yep, new one. What is it? Bright Lights Big Screen, I believe it's called.
Bright Lights Big Titty, I think it's called.
I was just about to make the same joke.
I know. We're good.
We're pathetic.
And then, of course, there's Tony Hawk Ride.
This was interesting because I've been reading...
Which also sounds like a porno.
Right. I've been reading that Activision did not supply review copies to any of the sites, which is sort of analogous to like when a shitty movie comes out and companies decide not to screen it to critics beforehand.
Yes. Yeah, I asked for a copy of it and did not get a response at all about it, actually.
Right. I mean, IGN didn't get a copy of it, so I don't think you were getting a copy.
I got Jurassic the Hunted in.
Right. Did anyone else get that? I bet you they didn't. They didn't, right?
No, I don't know.
IGN actually did write a review of it. They gave it like a 65 or something, which is...
Yeah, it's not a bad game.
No, not bad.
I guess we talked about that game last time, but I didn't actually play it at that point. But,
oh, you liked it, right?
Yeah, I liked it. It's a good 4 hours or so of shooting dinosaurs.
I find, like, if you're playing a first-person shooter, it doesn't really need to be awesome for you to, like, get through the game and have fun.
No, I mean, dinosaurs run at you and you shoot them in the head. I mean, it's exactly what I wanted for that game.
It needs to just, like, look decent and, control well, and that's pretty much it. Like, and it's fine.
Yeah. They don't want to get this out to to reviewers, but I don't know if, Wombat, you've been into a Toys R Us lately. Have you walked into a Toys R Us? Okay. You know how they kind of funnel you through the seasonal stuff when you walk into most Toys R Us?
Yeah,
and then you get to, like, the area that has whatever toys are out for whatever movie is hot at the moment. So you have, like, Star Wars or G.I. Joe or whatever.
Yep.
Whatever just came out.
I'm familiar with that layout, yeah.
That layout right now is just a wall of Activision. It is DJ Hero, Tony Hawk Ride, Band Hero, Guitar Hero 5, like, all of their big box games. They just have this huge display in Toys R Us right now of all of these products, like, outside of the R Zone and everything. So
they got to get them the fuck out of the store so they can make room for shit that people are going to buy.
Yeah. Yeah. Target has a lot of these Tony Hawk rides too on end caps. So that, I think that is where I'll pick mine up once it goes on clearance.
Yeah.
I was
going
to say, it's, eventually it'll be on the, in the, on the other side where it says clearance.
Right. Cause,
yeah, so
I'll
just move end caps.
I had read on Kotaku, they did a little article about it, and they quoted, they were talking about a giant bomb. And Jeff Gerstmann basically said they were told that if they wanted to review the game, they would have to go to some event on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, he said that on their podcast.
Yeah, that's what I just said, didn't I? No.
You just said it. They said
okay.
It on...
So, yeah. It's, you have to go to an event from 12 to 3 on a Saturday. And it's like a public event. It's not like a review event. He would just have to go and get online and play the game for 10 minutes and then write a review of it.
Yeah. Well, the weird thing, they have it set up in stores and everything. They have copies of the board just, like, strapped down to, like, the end caps or whatever, but you can't play on it. So
you can just touch it?
You can just touch it. Like, they have them in GameStops and Targets and everything and Toys R Us. So you can just see the board, but you don't – there's no way of people, like, going and figuring out if the game is fun or not.
Right. Well,
but
there's
you can't
only
get an exclusive Walmart edition of it, that version.
There's only one review up, according to Metacritic, and that is from this site called GameZone. And when did they put this review up? They put it up on release day. And now how they could get, I mean, why would GameZone get a copy of it and not IGN? It seems kind of...
Oh, they probably just went out and bought it.
What's, and then what's posted the review in the same day?
Well, they might have gotten it from a mom-and-pop shop that broke streak date on it or something.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I could care less about the game. I think it's going to bomb incredibly hard.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I'm just curious because it's ridiculous, and I just want to try it.
Oh, you do want to try it?
Well, not because I think it's going to be good.
Right.
Oh. Or that I'm going to enjoy it, but I want to just have some laughs with it.
Oh, you should go buy it and make a video. It'd be fun.
Yeah, I'll do that right as soon as I finish buying Xbox 360s every other week.
Oh, we'll get to that later. We still more new releases, huh?
Yeah, moving on to the 360 games. I got Left 4 Dead 2 in for review.
Oh, nice.
And that review will be going up when this podcast does, or shortly thereafter, I guess.
Okay.
So I played through all the 5 missions, and if you liked Left 4 Dead 1, I mean, it's the same basic premise. It's the same style of game. It's just more of everything. So you have more weapons, like there's grenade launchers. And probably the biggest difference in gameplay is that they've added melee weapons.
Right.
So you have chainsaws and crowbars and cricket bats and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 3 new special infected, which they're kind of neat. And it has the versus modes and everything built in and all that stuff. It's more and better and everything like that. But there are some issues that I have with the game in that. The first game, they seem to have very different audiences that they're shooting for. The first game, it seemed like they were shooting for, hey, everybody can play, we'll have a good time. It seemed like every time you played, not everybody would make it out, but it was rare that your whole team would be wiped out.
Right.
Like, you would get to the end of it and
I would
be
dead,
dying.
But everybody else would be alive.
Yeah, you're like, go on without me. And somebody would get out, and it was fun, and it would take about an hour or so to get through a level or a campaign, whatever you want to call
right.
it, one of the movies. Now, this time around, since the levels are bigger, the save points are farther apart, and the AI director hates you, just cannot stand that you are playing this game. Single player, it's fine. Like, I went through on normal. I went through two levels on normal, no problem. Died, I think, once. Had to restart one little section. That's fine. Multiplayer, I was playing with Chris Grant and Justin and Griffin McElroy from Joystick.
Name dropper.
Yes. Well, that's just to show that, like, we're people that all play games and we're familiar with the Left 4 Dead series.
Right.
So we're going along through the level, going along fine, playing on normal. You die a few times, whatever. That's fine. But the way this game just throws, since it has all these new special infected, it seems to throw them at you more often, and it doesn't adjust as much to whether or not you are playing well or not.
Right.
So you get to a part, and you guys could all be full health, but since they throw like three specials at you at once, and that can just knock down three people on the ground, and they can't get up because the specials are just sitting on top of them beating. So you have one guy that has to go around and try to rescue everybody a lot, and if a horde of zombies gets a hold of him, it's just game over.
I thought the first game was very difficult. I mean, a little too difficult for me, for my tastes.
But you never got, like, most times when you played it, you would get through the level. Like, somebody would get through the level.
Right, because I would play with people who are good.
Right.
I never thought that the first one was too difficult, and I suck at games.
Right, I know.
Yeah, like, I don't remember any specific time getting frustrated at the first one.
I think maybe when they added that mode, that downloadable mode, where it was like, see how long you could survive for.
Yeah, that's in this one too.
Yeah, survive that was mode. Really hard, I remember.
Oh yeah, that one's like, you survive for a couple minutes. And
right.
That's great.
Maybe that's what I'm remembering.
Yeah. But this one, we got to a point where we were on the finale event of one of the levels, the Dark Carnival level. And our strategy was sound. I mean, we were up high. We were staying together.
Shoot
and everything.
The zombies.
Yeah.
Strategy.
Don't let them touch you.
Yeah. But we died like 7 or 8 times. So then we dropped it down to easy. On easy, as soon as we left the safe house to go to the finale, they threw a tank at us before we even got to where we were fighting the people at.
Right.
It's just, I don't think they've quite tweaked it. And there's other little glitches where there's a lot of clipping where either you'll get caught in a wall or zombies will be like halfway through a wall, halfway out of a wall. And there's some weird animation glitches where your character's hand will get stuck out like they're trying to pick something up. Like if you fire your gun, that goes away. But it's still at the same time, it just seems this doesn't quite have the polish the first game has. But it's still fun, but it's a lot more frustrating than the first game was.
I read that it was laggy.
It was laggy, and I didn't have any lag when I was playing the campaign modes, but when I tried playing the versus mode and the scavenge mode, that is where it got a little bit laggy.
Yeah. I mean, I played it at Tokyo Game Show this year, the level at the motel level,
mm-hmm.
And I got to check out, like, the chainsaw is, like, it's pretty wild.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
It's awesome. It was cool, but I don't know. I don't think I need to pick this game up. I'm skipping this one, Frank. I'd rather just play Modern Warfare and get my ass kicked in that game.
The thing about this, too, is since the levels, like, it took us 2.5 hours to finish that one level.
Yeah.
I mean, normally I would guess it would take you 1.5 hours to get through these levels, which is still a little bit longer than they were the first time around. So you don't want to go back and play back through them as much. At least I don't. Yeah. And that was kind of like the hook of the first one. It's like, oh, you get some new people together, we'll go back through this because it'll be different and everything.
It's a big time commitment for an online game where you got to coordinate with three other people.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Well, duly noted. There's definitely some Black Friday deals for this one where I think you can get it for $35 to $40.
Which I think that's perfect for it. Okay. Yeah. That's a good price for it.
So if you already bought it, you might feel a little silly. But anyway, what else we got this week?
What else do we have this week? Well, we had a new Super Mario Brothers Wii for the Wii.
Anybody pick that up?
I saw it. It comes in a red case.
It does come in a red case, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I played it a lot at E3.
Yeah, it's good.
It was fun. It was definitely fun. I mean, I have nobody to play it with, and there's no online, so there's no reason for me to buy it. And that, of course, would require me to plug my Wii, either one of my Wiis in. But if you're in college or something, this would probably be a lot of fun.
Yeah, now I'll pick it up. It's that time of year where if I don't get sent a game, then it just goes on my Christmas list.
Right.
So And then also for the Wii, the Resident Evil Darkseid Chronicles came out as well, which is the next light gun shooter.
Oh. Pass.
And then, yeah, on the portables, you got the Assassin's Creed portables and Little Big Planet for the PSP.
Yeah, I read the review on Joystick. They said it was a... what did they say? They said it was like a couple of shoulder buttons and a analog stick away from being good.
Oh, really?
That's something funny. Like that.
Was that Griffin that... I think that was Griffin that reviewed it. Yeah. Really... He's a big fan of Little Big Planet, too.
Yeah.
Which I am
not. And I know that it's not available for the PSP Go yet. There's a delay in getting the digital file up on the store.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's strange because this is one of the games we played on the PSP Go at E3.
That's right.
I'm just saying, that's what I read on Joystick today.
All right.
It might be up by now, but...
Joystick!
Joystick. Yeah, I might be on the Joystick podcast talking about Black Friday, maybe. Joystick. Stick Joy?
I love Stick Joy.
You can have some Stick Joy later before you go to bed, right?
Please, I took my antibiotic like 20 minutes ago, and that was a big mistake because now I feel like I'm going to vomit. So anyway, back to the show.
Do it on the show.
Yeah, do it on the show.
Ratings.
That may happen, so, you know.
Anything else we need to hit up here?
Xbox Live Arcade-wise, Gyromancer, or Euromancer, I guess. I don't know.
It's about a Greek sandwich maker.
Yeah.
Really loves that cucumber sauce.
Yeah. Tiki sauce.
Yeah. Whatever. The tiki.
I'm hungry now.
That might be what I get for lunch tomorrow.
Yeah, I wish I could get one. Actually, I can. Akihabara has a place. I can get that and Assassin's Creed for $80.
That's not a bad deal. It's a good bundle.
No, that's just for the Assassin's Creed.
Oh, okay. No Euros included.
No.
Hmm.
Okay, so that's it for the new releases then.
Yeah, and that Euromancer is that PopCap and Square Enix collaboration that I played a little bit of it, and it seems like Puzzle Quest.
Right, it looked like Puzzle Quest from the picture I just saw. I thought it was Puzzle Quest.
Yeah, the mechanic's a little bit different in that you have to rotate 4 jewels at once instead of just 2.
Game changer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not getting that. Yeah,
PopCap, they've had a history of doing that type of stuff in the past. So.
Right. And also, you already mentioned that Peggle Knights add-on is coming out?
I did not mention that, okay. Yeah.
That's coming out to PS3, too.
Yeah, $5. That's pretty good for basically a whole new Peggle game. But you have to have the original.
Is it, what's different about it? Because I like Peggle.
I don't know. It's the sequel, I know
it's
that.
It's just levels, though, right? Or there's new people.
I believe it's just more Peggle.
Oh. There's no new little character guys or anything?
I don't know.
It's okay.
Who cares? Move on. I'll look that up.
All right. So, game shopping news. I mean, I don't know if I should do the Black Friday stuff now or next week. It might be a little too early. I mean, I'll just tell you, here's what I'll do. I'll tell you what I think are the best hardware deals, like if you're looking to buy a console. And that'll be pretty quick, and then we can move on, because there's a lot to go through. Basically, everybody's got some sort of, you know, console bundle, but I think sort of the best ones, like if you need a PS3, Walmart throws in, if you buy a Slim, and these are doorbuster sales, so that means, you know, the store opens at 5 o'clock, so it means you got to probably get there at midnight. And I don't know, man, that ain't worth it for me. I don't need... you know, free games that badly. I don't think even if I had no money, I don't think I would do that, put myself through that. I mean, think about the cost of your personal cost of standing in a line in the winter outside for 5 hours. I mean,
I've done it before.
It's bad. It's brutal, right?
Yeah, it's not that great.
And the problem is, like,
and I never will.
And the other people who are doing that also may not be the type of people that you want to stand outside with.
That's actually kind of the fun part of it, usually.
But then they trample you to death.
Well, that's not good.
Right. Where did that happen, Wombat? What mall was that? Green Acres?
That was by Green Acres, yeah.
Yeah. Strong Island at Walmart.
There's an electric squid in Peggle Knights.
Oh, all right. So there are new guys. So anyway, Walmart has the PS3 Slim. They're throwing in Infamous, Batman Arkham Asylum, and the Dark Knight Blu-ray for free. Best Buy is throwing in Little Big Planet Game of the Year Edition and Ratchet and Clank, A Crack in Time. And we already mentioned the GameStop one where they throw in Little Big Planet Game of the Year and the God of War collection. So those are your best bets for PS3 deals. Now, keep in mind that Amazon, usually what they'll do is they will take all these Black Friday deals and, well, not all, but a lot of them, and they'll match them or do better on them. So keep that in mind. And then you obviously don't have to go anywhere. If you need a 360, let's see, the best one for 360, I don't know, really. Let's see.
The Best Buy deal is pretty good.
The Best Buy, but they're throwing in a lot of, like, you know, it's Sonic the Hedgehog, Spider-Man Web of Shadows, WALL-E, and Ghost Recon 2 for free, you know, if you buy an Elite. So you're also getting Lego Batman and Pure. So it's a lot of sort of, well, no, I guess they're not kiddie games.
It depends on who you're getting it for.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it's six games, but it's a lot of games. It's a lot of games.
Yeah, they're older games, too. Kmart, they're throwing in ODST. That's not that great. I mean, Radio Shack, you get a $60 mail-in rebate that's on an Elite. And Walmart also is throwing in a lot of kiddie games if you buy an arcade. So if you buy an arcade at Walmart, Doorbuster sale, Madagascar 2, Madagascar DVD, two Madagascar DVDs. So that's good for a kid, I guess. But I don't know. And basically everybody's got a deal on the DS. They're either throwing in a $20 or $25 gift card or something like that, credit. So I don't know. We have all this shit up on Cheap Ass Gamer. If you go to the deals forum, you'll see sticky at the top. All the Black Friday deals. But honestly, I would recommend everybody just stay tuned next week for Amazon. Hopefully they'll give us a couple days heads up like they did last year so you can sort of see what you're getting into. But what they did last year was every day on Thursday, I think they started on Thursday last year. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. They changed up all the deals. So they always had some crazy shit going on. They basically made you just have to always be on Amazon to see what's going on, because they had ridiculous deals. Like, they looked like mistakes. That's how good they were. You know, they had, like, new DS games for $5, games that had just come out, like, the week before. It was crazy.
So here, do you think Tony Hawk Ride 50% off before Christmas? Do you think it could be that bad?
It could be that bad. I could see Amazon doing that.
Definitely. I could see that happening.
I could see Amazon doing that from Black Friday when they see that nobody's bought the game. But I think it's going to be pretty bad. It's a terrible idea. I mean, nobody's buying a skateboarding game because they want to, like, simulate skateboarding in their living room. They buy skateboarding games because they want to do shit that they're not physically capable of doing.
Yeah, you can barely
even if you are capable of doing this, you're not going to get the same thing riding around on this thing in your living room. Like, you're not going to be better than this or worse than this.
It's a bad idea. It was, I don't know, whoever, they just, Penny Arcade had a comic up about it or an article up about it. And they said, it seemed like Activision, first thing they came up with was the price. And then they decided to make DJ Hero and Tony Hawk Ride. They said, hey, let's see if we can make something that costs $120. And that's not a bad theory.
No, it's not.
But it was a terrible idea. Other game shopping news. Sunday ad deals this week. Buy one, get one, $20 off at Toys R Us on all Wii, 360, and PS3 games, $39.99 and more. These deals end on Saturday. Amazon has a sort of a similar promotion, but not exactly the same. It's basically on select games. And, that's pretty much it. And this I thought was a little bit interesting. I just wanted to mention it to everybody. There's other online retailers that do digital distribution besides Steam. Of course, Steam is like the heavy hitter. But there are other stores out there like Direct to Drive and Impulse and Gamersgate that also sell games digitally. And none of those three are selling Modern Warfare 2 because the game has, like, basically some Steam stuff installed in on it, It's got like it uses Steam for installation and DRM and saved games and stuff like that. So yeah, why would these other stores want to sell a game that's basically promoting another store? You know, it would be like if you bought a game at GameStop and then, you know, you had to watch an ad for Toys R Us in the middle of the game or something like that. Or when the game
is loading up. Is there a point to this? Are you going somewhere with this?
Yeah, I think that like Steam has sort of, they've come up with this technology that I guess is so attractive to big companies that it's made them the only place that they can, their game is going to be sold.
I think it's a bad move on those other companies no matter what.
Because it's such a popular game, they just need to sell
it. Yeah, it's Modern Warfare 2.
It's more like a protest, I think, you know?
Yeah, if I'm running a business, I'm selling Modern Warfare 2.
Right, you don't care what happens.
No.
You
if I sold couches, I'd still be selling Modern Warfare
2. right by the cash register, you'd have like a display.
Yeah, exactly. I'd have a display up. It's like, oh yeah, your new leather couch, it'll be in next week. How about a copy of Modern Warfare 2 before you leave?
Hey, look, you play it while you're sitting on a couch, so.
It makes sense.
Synergy.
Good Did work. You see the deal that Meijer had on Modern Warfare 2?
Uh-uh.
If you bought Modern Warfare 2, you got a 2 liter of Mountain Dew and a bag of Doritos.
that's interesting. And some blunts. Well, we'll talk about that game later. Actually, there's a lot of weed references in that game, but we'll wait a little bit to talk about that. Let's do a quick little mention of GoDaddy, who helps pay us. They have a bunch of coupon codes for us that can help you out if you're registering new domain names. Use coupon code KAGDOMAIN. And you get a domain for $6.95. And if you want to get some web hosting, some cheap web hosting, they have some very cheap deals, and these coupons will make them even cheaper. KAG10 gets you 10% off any order, and KAG5 off 30 will get you $5 off a $30 order. We'll post these codes with the show so you can find them there. You don't have to remember them. The NPD numbers.
Oh, wait, I have a quick question for you before we go any further.
Yes.
Say I just got myself a PlayStation 3 and I wanted to watch movies streaming, but I didn't, you know, I wanted to use, say, a service that I could pay a monthly subscription.
Right.
Do you know a place where I could maybe get a trial or, you know, what kind of site would I use for that?
I do actually. Well, okay. Obviously Wombat is talking about Netflix. They have a free, you can now stream movies on Netflix on your PS3. What they basically they'll do is they'll send you a disc that you need to use. But you can get a free trial and you can help support the CAGcast as well if you go to bit.ly/CAGflix. You will help us out. So do that. It's bit.ly/CAGflix.
Because that Good is job, not Mama. Complicated to remember at all.
We'll post that with the show as well. Well, it's easy. CAGflix?
CAGflick you.
Whoops, I just
go to those bit.ly addresses.
Yeah, no. It doesn't sound shady in any way.
Well, I use them on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
The October, I guess since we haven't done a show recently, maybe this is sort of old news already, but the NPD numbers came out for October.
That was only last week. It's not that.
No, it was only last week. Yeah. It's not. I mean, I haven't really looked at them. Have you guys paid attention to what was going on? I see that the PS3 was beaten once again by the Wii, and so was obviously the 360.
Yeah, but the PS3 outsold the 360 for the second month in a row. I think that was the big story.
That was the big story, but it didn't beat the Wii.
Yeah, the PSP numbers go down the first full month of PSP Go sales.
Nice. That's pretty sweet.
That is.
Nice job. Well, Uncharted 2 was the number one game of the month, 537,000 copies, which is good to see since it's such a great game.
Same could be said about Borderlands with its 418,000 copies on the 360 alone.
Right.
And I know it sold pretty well on the PS3.
It did. It sold 150,000 on the PS3.
That might be the first entry into a series that features cell shading that has actually sold well. Like that art style.
That's pretty impressive.
That art style traditionally does not sell.
13.
They did it in a good way though. It's still like it's cell shaded, but but detailed. You know, like sometimes, like when you see cel shaded games, like they look a little barren. But this one,
yeah. But I mean,
good.
I mean, 13 was a good game,
right?
No,
first
it wasn't.
Time, and it sold no, horribly. And Jet Set Radio Future, good game, sold horribly.
No, that was a good game. Let's see what else. Killer 7, would that count in cel shaded?
No, it wasn't good.
It's similar art style.
Yeah. And, what about what is it? The black and white game, Mad World. Mad World.
It sold terribly.
Yes, yeah. But that was cel shaded.
Kind of, I guess.
Yeah.
Might be stretching
who could
the
even
bounce.
Tell? It was in black and white.
Yeah.
It was newspaper.
Tasmania on the Sega Genesis.
All right. Anything else we need to talk about on this list that you think is interesting or noteworthy? No? Is that a no?
That would be a resounding no.
Okay.
Yeah, unless you want to talk about NBA 2K10 and FIFA.
No. Let's move on to multi-platforming. Modern Warfare 2. Wombat, did you get it yet? Not yet.
No. The person who mailed it to me is a slow bastard.
Oh, stop it.
You'll have it tomorrow, I'm sure.
Yeah, I probably will.
Right. Yeah. Well, Shipwreck has it. I know that.
Yeah, we all know that.
Right, Shipwreck has everything. I finished the single player, I guess, yesterday or the day before, which is not that hard since it's pretty short. I mean, I don't think there's a game timer, but it couldn't have been more than 6 hours.
There is a game timer.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, if you go in and look at your stats, it tells you how much you've played in each different kind of game.
Oh, okay.
Type.
Oh, well, I should look at that. I really enjoy the single player. It's a lot of action. It's really well done. A lot of big set pieces. There's a lot of cool shit going on. You fight in interesting places. There's a lot of, you know, the graphics look great. There's, you know, you're not just fighting in brown or something like that. There's some colorful stuff going on. The only sort of obviously it controls well. There's a lot of different weapons. The only weak part for me is that is on the story side of things, and I don't know how important really the story is. And actually, the story itself is okay. My problem is with the writing, you know, because the story is told during basically cutscenes between chapters. They let you know what's going on, and the writing is just uber cheese. I mean, at some points it comes across as like awkward, like a Japanese role playing game type. Awkward, like you wonder if it was written by somebody who's actually a real professional writer. Maybe not to the extent where you wonder if English is their first language, but the thought.
Are you talking about like the overuse of stuff like Stay Frosty or?
No, I'm talking about the stuff like when the general gets on and he says, you know, any of the characters, but they'll say stuff like.
Yeah, any of the voiceovers, you have no idea who they are.
Right, they all sound the same, and the guy will say, whoever lives gets to rewrite history, and those who die suffer the fate of those who live, and history only honors those who live. And it's just a kung fu movie. It sounds like a Japanese RPG that's, you know, written by somebody whose English is not their first language, and it just, but, you know, you groan a little bit at that stuff, but, you know, it's a first-person shooter, it's all action, so I'm really nitpicking at this point, but it was distracting. But really, who cares? The other big thing that everyone's talking about is the famous No Russian level. That's the level where you go into an airport and you're an undercover CIA operative working with, you know, you're infiltrating this terrorist group, and the terrorist group is going through an airport, killing everybody that they see, civilians, police, everybody. There's really no, I mean, like I just told you, like the story is pretty much a throwaway in this game, and the writing is pretty much a throwaway. So to say that, you know, that this scene is integral for the plot progression and the story is kind of silly. It is interesting to play through because there's really never been anything done like this before on such a big scale. I mean, sure, play Grand Theft Auto, you can run over civilians, you can mow down civilians, but.
Yeah, this is definitely different. Like, Mrs. Shipwreck was in the room with me, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be the level that is causing all the controversy. She's like, why is that? I'm like, because you just shoot down a bunch of civilians. And she just said, well, you've done that plenty of times before. And then it started, and she's like, oh, they've never done anything like that before.
Right. I mean, you got people they're screaming, they're crawling on their hands and knees. bleeding, leaving streaks of blood on the floor, and then the other terrorists are just walking over to them and, you know, finishing them off.
Did you shoot anybody?
I shot everybody.
And you did? You shot the civilians?
Oh, I shot everybody. In fact, I went back and played it again and then shot everybody again. Actually, no, the second time I didn't make it through. I lost it. The second time what I tried to do was try killing the terrorists.
That makes sense in the plot line, doesn't it? Like, if you're an undercover CIA agent, isn't the guy that's leading that mission, isn't he the guy you're trying to get in close to?
Yeah, it's silly. And there's no way. Yeah, I mean, like I said, the story is
because
really
then you can't
silly.
Bring him to justice if he's dead or something.
Well, I mean, it's the story is silly, and there's some plot twists at the end, but
okay,
the story is so silly.
Now
I won't say what it is, but like I said, the story is just the story could have been a lot better. I mean, it could have been way better. And that scene, while I'm, you know, I don't care either way that the scene is in the game. There's no way to justify it by saying it's essential to the story because the story is like. You know, the story isn't even essential to the story. It's, you know, so, but I did think it was interesting, and sure, it's nice that we live in a country where, well, you guys live in a country where you can, the game developers have freedom to put something like that in a game, you know, and that's, you know, I did see Stephen Totilo, Toledo.
Yeah, you were right the first time.
I was right the first time. See, okay, good.
But Toledo
I saw him
is
on, I don't know, is it?
Yeah,
I saw him talking about the game on, MSNBC or Fox or something, or two different things, and he did a very good job. He's very good on TV. He really comes across very well, much better than the guy who did it on Fox the first time, who basically froze up and couldn't look at the camera. He's really a natural. He did say that. I mean, were you offended by it, Shipwreck? I mean, were you like... You know,
it made me uncomfortable. There was actually a lot of this game made me uncomfortable early on.
Really?
Yeah.
What else?
Just the section, the very beginning of the game when you're in Afghanistan. It's
and you have to rape those camels.
Yeah. No. No. I mean, it's just pretty real with like.
Oh, the training stuff?
No, not the training, but when you're going through the town and you're in the Humvees and.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, you see, like, the civilians scurrying away and everything. I don't know. Something about it just hit me just a little bit funny. Like, I wasn't sure about it.
Right.
I don't know if I was offended. It did strike a chord with me, and I think that's what Infinity Ward was trying to do.
Yeah.
But,
did you see the Onion video of Modern Warfare 3?
No, I did not.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It is. It's pretty funny. I kind of liked it.
Modern Warfare 3 is all about the real life of a soldier. So it's like, you know, you're standing in front of... You're guarding a warehouse for 8 hours and nothing happens. Or you
simulate
get,
paperwork.
Yeah, you simulated paperwork and, you know, waiting for your mail to come. And it's really funny. Getting sad, getting depressed, and wandering off in the desert. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, but at the same time, when you get to the airport level where you're shooting all the SWAT guys,
mm-hmm.
at that point they kill you so many times that you become desensitized to it, and you just want them to die.
Right. You sort of forget, you don't like say, oh, I'm killing police officers. This is somewhat wrong. It's really the killing of the civilians that's sort of the big deal. And because, you know, and the way they set the game up is you can't even run through it. I mean, there's no run button, so you're basically walking through, and it all happens very slowly and deliberately, and yeah.
Yeah. Now you don't have to kill the civilians, though.
No, and you can skip the whole level.
You do have to kill the police officers, though, or they will turn around and shoot you.
Right.
The terrorists will.
Right. And if you shoot the terrorists, they shoot you.
Yeah.
I tried. They didn't like it.
I did too. No.
And the multiplayer obviously is awesome. There's a ton of maps. I mean. I've been playing the game for a while now, and still, like, I get a map that, like, I've maybe only seen one time. It's like 16 maps, I think, or 17 maps. I mean, it's a lot for this.
That's a lot
of
maps.
It is a lot of maps, and you know they did some interesting things with the perks this time. Like, you can upgrade your perks, So, like, you'll get, like, the stopping power perk, but when you get to a certain level, when you meet certain challenges, then you get stopping power pro, and now it works against vehicles. It's very well done. I am very bad at the game. I think my kill-to-death ratio is, like, 0.8 or something. And my score rank is, like, every day my score rank just demonstrates how many people have bought this game. My ranking on the leaderboards is, like, 2.8 million. So that's a lot of people playing this game. Meanwhile,
when I get the game, we'll set up maybe some sort of a keg night.
Where that'll be a lot of fun.
And then we could all laugh at me. Maybe like the prelude to the Black Friday show could be a night.
That's a great idea. And I just want to say one of our moderators, Tracken, who's been playing this game nonstop. You know, they have this little ticker that goes on the bottom of the screen when you're in the menus, and it tells you how your friends are doing in the game. Tracken's rank on the leaderboard was 1,750. And I was 2.8 million. So he's elite. What else we got? Shipwreck, you got the new the Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band DLC for Rock Band Beatles?
Yeah. I mean, it's similar to what they had done before with the Abbey Road. They pretty much use existing Dreamscapes and kind of put new filters on them and stuff. It's got some good songs in there, and being for the benefit of Mr. Kite is kind of neat. It has this kaleidoscope effect, but I played through it. I don't know. It doesn't take that long, but it does seem like the last one was like $17.
Yep.
And this one's only $13.50, so which is better than $2 a song, if my math is right there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. This one seems like a decent value for what you get. But the guitar parts, you do play a lot. I noticed I was playing a lot of non-guitar parts, so I was playing
organs. A lot of those songs are either piano or harpsichord or
sitar.
I'm sure Within You, Without You is probably pretty funky.
Sitar is
close enough.
It has R in the name.
Or like the Tar. Interlude in A Day in the Life,
mm-hmm.
which is all orchestra.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you're playing all that. It's kind of fun to play that stuff, though, like Mrs. Rita. Lovely Rita. Yes. Lovely Rita, you play the piano part, and that one's really fun to play on guitar. But, yeah, it's good still. So.
All right. Very good. Let's see what else we have for multi-platforming. Oh, I just wanted to mention that No More Heroes is coming to PS3 and 360. That was revealed in Famitsu. So if you haven't played that game...
That changes my life forever.
It does. Yeah, okay. It's coming out in Japan on February 25th. Who knows when it's coming in America.
Won't sell anyways. So.
And there's a very sweet... Well, there's a very sweet mode where all the female characters are wearing less clothing. So that's good. All right. Let's move on to Sony. We talked about God of War Collection already. And what is this thing?
Kenka Bancho Badass Rumble.
Kenka?
Yeah. Kenka I guess. I don't know. It's Japanese. You tell me how to say that.
I'm not, because Wombat's going to make fun of me. I was about to.
Say it.
I'm not saying it. Kenka. Say it. Kenka.
Oh. Okay.
Kenka Bancho.
Yes, Badass Rumble.
Badassu. Rumble.
It is a PSP game that is really strange. It's from Atlus, and it's a brawler for the most part. But you are a high schooler that you pick from different regions of Japan. So I went with Osaka in honor of OG there.
Right, I'm going there soon.
Yeah, and so you all come to Tokyo, and you have to fight the other bullies, I guess, from the other schools.
That's cool.
Yeah, but it's really strange, like, because you see them walking around, and then you have to hold down one of the shoulder buttons. And then you have to lock eyes, and you shoot like these laser beams at out of each other's eyes, and you like have this staring contest. That's the first part of the battle.
Right, of course.
The second part of the battle is one of them will shout out, or you'll shout out like some kind of taunt at the person. And after you shout that out, then you have to hit the correct QuickTime buttons to select the correct words for that taunt. So that's the second part of the battle.
Okay.
And then the third part of the battle, you actually just punch and kick.
That sounds like the good part.
It's weird. I don't know. I haven't played that much of it, but it's certainly very Japanese.
It sounds very Japanese.
I guess this is like a series in Japan. Like, this is like the third game, I think, in the series.
Is this a budget title here?
No, I think it's a $40 game.
Yeah, Atlus games are usually not budget. They usually cost a little more than the norm because they make fewer of them.
Right. Yeah,
it's gotten decent reviews, so it must be okay.
I'm looking at the screenshots right now. It looks pretty weird. There's somebody wearing an American flag leotard.
Yeah, you can unlock all these weird things. Like, you can unlock a banana costume.
Right.
So you can go out and fight people in your banana costume, and you get, like, little gang members that you can... After you beat a guy, you can choose to have him on your gang. And it's got kind of, like, friendship-type stuff in it, and you have to go interact with the different students, and there's a schedule that you have to keep because your whole class is on this trip to Tokyo, and you're, like, going to all these different tourism things or whatever.
Oh, that sounds cool. That sounds pretty interesting.
It's interesting at the very best, yes.
At the best, it's interesting?
I haven't played that much of it. It seems a little bit, like, the whole schedule thing gets me a little bit, because I just want to go around and beat up people.
Right.
And
all right.
I don't want to have to go to see tourist sites.
Got it.
That's what I'm coming to Japan for.
Right. Only a year away. We can kick some ass while you're here.
Or at least stare at people. I can do the first two parts of it very well.
Shout insults. Yeah, it's easy to shout insults here because people won't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. I'm fine with that. It's just the actual fighting part that I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, me too. Same with me. Okay, what else with Sony? So Sony's just recently announced, I mean, it's out now, right? The new firmware for the PS3, 3.1. Is that out today? Anyone? Nobody knows.
I don't know.
Well, it has Facebook integration. And unlike the 360 version, I guess if you're on Facebook on the PS3, since it has a browser, you can actually check out links that people post. But I guess another thing what they've done is that the Facebook stuff is more integrated into the games. So, you know, if you want to have it update your Facebook status, like, you know, you've unlocked trophies or whatever, you can set it up with the PS3. And that's something that doesn't work with the 360.
That is also in no way annoying.
Right, it's so annoying. And if you do that to me, I'm gonna defriend you.
I can
take one of them a day. If you're going to do it, you know, once a day, I can take an update about what your gaming habits are. But that's it. Any more than once a day is too many times.
To be perfectly honest, for me right now, it would be once a day. So, if that.
Right. Got it. So, okay, so they sort of took some of the steam out of Microsoft's thing, because Microsoft just released their new dashboard, which has Facebook, Last.fm, and a bunch of other shit.
So that's a nice segue right into Microsoft.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's funny, because the other day I said, all right, because when I heard that the update was coming to the 360, I went on Twitter and I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for Xbox, 360, Twitter, Facebook, and... you know, the other stuff. And most people wrote me back with negative numbers. So they weren't very excited. And especially the people who already were in the preview and already had it, they said, you know, I've already used it and I really don't see myself ever using it again.
I don't have a chat pad. And, you know, yesterday before Assassin's Creed, I decided to check out the Twitter client.
Yeah.
And it looks kind of cool. I mean, it's, you know, it looks pretty, but I was going to say, oh, and I'll type in a message saying, oh, I'm using Twitter on my Xbox like every annoying person does. But as soon as that little virtual keyboard showed up, I'm like,
right.
I'm not going to type in anything. And then I just close it out, and I will probably never be in Twitter on my Xbox again.
You should. What do you use as a Twitter client?
I don't. I usually just go to Twitter.com.
Oh. Well, for your Mac, my favorite one is Tweety. Which I use on the iPhone as well.
Don't those all cost money, though?
No, Tweety is free on the Mac. If you want to remove the ad, you think you have to pay $20, but it's pretty unobtrusive, and I like seeing the ads for some strange reason. That's what I recommend doing. We talked about.
Do you have trouble even finding these Twitter and Facebook apps on the dashboard.
It's there's like a isn't there like a social is there a new category
it,
now?
Yeah, it took me a
category.
While to find it. It took My me a little while to find like it.
That. Yeah. Well, Frisky Tanuki actually had a comment for us. He said he basically, I don't need to read it word for word, but he's basically saying, look, the dashboard is already quite full, and they're adding all this new stuff, and I just, like, I can't find anything, and maybe they should take a page out of Nintendo's book and offer a customizable interface, you know, because they had that channel system on the Wii, and, yeah, he goes on to saying, you know, basically, we're paying for it, maybe they could put a little effort.
Then unfortunately, I wouldn't have to flip past four ads to get to between Facebook and Twitter.
Right. I was going
to
say, because too many people pay for it. As much as we're paying, those other people are paying more. So, yeah, we kind of lose. What I usually do is I'll either just go start my game right away at this point, or I'll hit the jewel in the center and use that instead of the dash.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind it. I don't have much. I mean, look, I'm never going to be looking for the Facebook or Twitter thing. And that Last.fm doesn't work here, and neither does the Zune Marketplace. So
Last.fm is actually kind of nice.
But you can't use it when you're playing a game, right?
No, but I mean, just for if you don't have a radio.
Right.
It's great.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, I'll never know, will I?
Let's say, I think I have like 200 music channels with my cable.
Right, I think a lot of people do.
Yeah. I don't use those though.
Yeah, but
and
I don't
Shipwreck,
have the
hum
of my 360 if I use those.
Right, Shipwreck, you alluded to we were speaking about your Xbox situation earlier. We sort of alluded to something.
Oh yeah, I before I could even send off my Elite that died, my backup 360 stopped reading discs.
Yeah, which is nice. Right when you got your copy of Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, it kept freezing up on me, and it was the only game that was freezing. And then, so they sent me another copy of Modern Warfare, which is the one that I sent to Wombat now. But, and so that copy kept freezing, so I just gave up on Modern Warfare and went back to playing Ballad of Gay Tony, because that had been playing fine, and all of a sudden that froze up, and then I unplugged the 360 and went out and bought one from Target, which was great because it was the day after that Walmart sale with the $100 gift card.
Right. You didn't want that.
No, that was, I wanted to play the full $200 for
a
system that I have two of them stacked up next to me right now.
Right. That's pretty nice. Well, so now we are 100% on the CADcast. All of our 360s have failed.
Oh, this is one that has failed before.
Oh, you were already at 100%.
Yeah, I was already at 100%.
So we're over.
Well actually, he's not at 100% because now he has a new one that hasn't failed on him.
Aha!
See, I've taken.
But he's had
logic
one. He's had systems.
But
he's had systems fail more than once.
So he's still at over 100%.
He could. I don't know. It might be a wash. He might just be at 100.
Yeah, I'd have to make a graph of this to see.
It's
Could you make an Excel chart?
I made one. 67% of CAG's 360s have died. I wonder if we did it today, what that number would be like. It's got to be higher.
Theoretically.
Maybe we should do that.
Yeah. Well, the new Arcade I got is nice and quiet. That's a good thing.
I bet.
Yeah, it's a new chipset, so.
Cool. How was Ballad of Gay Tony?
I talked about it last episode, and it's actually gotten better since I talked about it last week. It starts off really rough, but then once you get into it, there are a lot of fun missions, and the characters and the writing gets better. It's not just just constant cursing for no it doesn't feel as forced later on.
Okay.
But it's basically just variations of characters that you've seen before. But there's kind of this this guy that's kind of a combination of the Roman character with Goldmember from Austin Powers,
right.
It's gotten better. There's more unique missions where there's fun races where you go from parachuting to you land on a boat and take off in the boat and then you get off of the boat and then you have to race around in cars. So
well, yeah, I just fell asleep.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to Nintendo. I think you have did you actually buy the Excitebike game, Shipwreck?
I did right before we started recording tonight, and I got 3/4 of the way through it.
Wow.
Wow.
In about About a half hour, I would guess.
How, but you can make your own levels.
Yeah, you can. I mean, it's, I liked it a lot. It's a lot like the old Excitebike, except with more modern graphics. And they've added, it's been a while since I've played Excitebike, but I'm pretty sure that you cannot land on other riders' heads and kind of bonk them out of the race.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, if you can, if you land directly on top of them after a jump, you like crash them and they have to go off to the side like you always do in Excitebike. And you can also, if you clip their front wheel, like cut over in front of them, that also knocks them out of the race.
Oh, that's cool.
And it has it's got these icons that you can hit that cause hills to pop up in front of you as you're going along. So if you hit those, then maybe you can hit a hill that gets you over a bunch of smaller hills.
Does it have those cool L-shaped ramps?
Yeah, it's got all those old style ramps in there.
Does it have online play?
It does. As online, you can either play against random people or you can play against friends.
$10? How much?
$10.
$10. Does it have the song?
It does have the song. Has a remixed version of the song, basically.
Oh, nice. I gotta check that out.
$10, it's a good buy, I think. I mean, it's short, but if you're gonna go get the S ranks on everything and unlock all the different colored bikes, it will take you a little bit longer.
What's better, this or Trials?
I kind of like this better, I think. Trials might be the better game, but this is more fun.
Well, sometimes more fun is the better game.
Yeah, but
often I find that to be the case.
Yeah, I was going to say 90% of the time, the thing I enjoy more is the better thing.
Yeah, but Trials has more features and everything where Trials had that whole thing where you can compare to your friends' times and everything. And I don't think this does. But if you like, it's just a retro feeling Excitebike game.
All right. And what is this? So they're releasing Phoenix Wright on WiiWare?
Yeah, they just announced this. They are releasing, starting in January, they're releasing the first three Phoenix Wright games for $10 each on WiiWare.
So they have to, I mean, they must be doing something to it to make it work on a TV.
Well, those screens were initially were single screen games, the first two. They didn't start off as DS games. They were Game Boy Advance games.
Oh, right. They just used like the inventory stuff for the bottom screen.
So it's really, right. It's going to probably be more like a direct port of the GBA games. So...
cool.
Not as crazy as you might think.
That's the only DS game I've ever finished is the first Phoenix Wright game.
Yeah, so $10 for it on WiiWare seems, that seems like a fair price for these.
It does indeed.
Now, this was something I saw. I didn't put it on the outline. And I didn't know if you guys had seen it. Have you seen the animated music video, I guess, of the Dr. Mario theme with lyrics?
No.
It's really funny. I enjoyed it. And I think we'll have to send that to you then, Mr. GPD, after the show. And if you like it, I think that should be our opening music because it makes me chuckle every time I hear it.
What about Excitebike?
We could use both.
I think you should make a mashup.
Yeah, I think you should make a mashup.
Yeah, let me do that. Let me get right on that. All right, Wombat, it's time for your news and stuff.
Yes, which I see I added to what was put on there.
I read it.
Yeah, I see that. Pandemic is no more.
Yes. Now,
which is sad and maybe not sad, but it's kind of strange.
It's not surprising.
Yeah. No, it's not shocking at all.
If you look,
they made some crappy games in the past. Yeah, in the past year.
If you look on the outline, if you see the pandemic link, will take you to GameFAQs where it'll show you all their games they've made. And you'll see like the last several games are not games that were successful or particularly good, like Lord of the Rings Conquest and the last Mercenaries game.
Yeah, Mercenaries 2, which I played a little bit of, and it never became fun.
No, it was not fun.
Neither of those games are fun. I played a little bit of both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, did you guys read the post from the pandemic employee that was put on the NeoGAF?
I did.
Yeah, so he basically calls out management for the reason why they closed.
The pandemic management, not the EA management.
Yes, pandemic management.
Yeah, he said they basically did a very bad job of managing all the games.
He flat out says the reason why the studio closed down has everything to do with the existing pandemic management.
And he says, they dropped the ball with bad decisions, promoting, keeping people based on loyalty, no production accountability, misallocation of resources, poor milestone objectives, no mentoring, etc. And he does say that, well, you know, he's a little biased, but he does say that The Saboteur, which is the game they just finished, and that's coming out, when is that coming out? Next year, I guess, right?
No, it comes out this year.
Oh, God.
It comes out a couple weeks here, I think December 7th, 8th? December 8th.
It's been sent out to die right around Christmas.
Yeah. Now, when he said that they just finished it, were there quotation marks around finished?
I don't think so.
No.
Because whenever I hear finished with pandemic now, I kind of air quotes around that.
No, he says, we literally just finished Saboteur and then got fired. So, we saw Saboteur. It looked like it could be good.
It looked like it could be good, but I think I said before, I think they're rushing. It seems like they're rushing this out just to be done with it. And this laying off everybody pandemic kind of enforces that view. It could be good if it was given another year.
In this age of the H1N1 virus, a studio named Pandemic is just in poor taste anyway.
Right. I don't know. I might have waited till January to put this game out, even if it's done now. Just sit on it.
There's more competition in January. Yeah, there's more competition in January than there is in November.
Oh, okay. Well, shows you what I know.
I still want to play it because it looked the premise of it looks cool, and just the art style and everything looked good when we saw it at
E3. Yeah, I agree. All right, so then is that it, Wombat? Should we move on to the
campaign? I didn't know if you wanted to talk about the Mass Effect 2 cover.
Oh, yeah, well, Jack Hole 85 wrote in, and he said he wanted to know what our thoughts are on the Mass Effect 2 cover art fiasco. The official cover makes me want to tear a space bitch's head off. It is pretty bad.
I wouldn't call it a fiasco, and I will say this. I think the best video game covers are always the worst video game covers. You know, the ones you remember, the ones you look back on, are the ones like, you know, that awful Mega Man cover. Or something else. Or Phalanx with the dude playing the banjo.
Yeah. I don't know. It just kind of looks like a sci-fi novel cover.
It does. It looks like a cover to a sci-fi novel, which I think is exactly what they're going for. I don't think there's anything wrong with this cover at all. It's the cover of the game. Who cares?
Right. I'm sure he can get a
more plain cover if he buys the collector's edition, probably.
Right. Yeah, there is one. It just has the N whatever on there. N7. Yeah, all right, so let's move on to the CAG bag then. Where the hell's the CAG bag? Let's see. All right. Huffer STL says, what would be your reaction to a developer requiring a DLC download in order to access the online multiplayer portion of their game, provided that a code was included with each copy of the game, so people who buy the game used and wanted to play online multiplayer would be forced to buy the DLC in order to access matchmaking? I see something like this being done in the future and wonder what your guys' take on it will be. Shipwreck, what do you think?
That would kind of suck, but I'm not totally opposed from it. It makes sense on a business end, I guess.
Yeah, Wombat?
Yeah, if it's free when you get the game new, I mean, then...
I think that you could probably see something like this happening pretty soon.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, you get something... It's similar with... what the hell's that game I've been playing? Dragon Age, where you get that $15 worth of content that I don't think is really worth $15, but it's free when you buy the game, so who cares?
Right. Yeah, I don't really have a problem with it. I mean, look, it's their game. They can, as long as you get it free when you buy the game new, I guess it's hard for me to have a problem with it.
Yeah, I like this version better than giving $5 later to get multiplayer.
Right, exactly. If you give me the choice of that, I definitely like this. Look, it's not the publisher's job to support the used game market. It's just not.
It's entirely not their job. It's their job to prevent that.
Probably. Well, that's what they're going to need to decide. I mean, because there's the argument that's made that, you know, when you allow people to sell the games back to the store, and then they use that money to buy new games. But I don't know. And they'll still be allowed to do that. I guess you just won't get the multiplayer if that does come to pass. Cronus says, "Hey, Cheapy, I have a question. With all the demand to keep Shipwreck on the show, you finally caved in. But whatever happened to your excuse that three people on Skype causes too much lag? Did they fix that? Or were you just plowing through it? Or were you just bitching because you hate Shipwreck and wanted a good excuse to keep him out of the limelight?"
See.
No, I mean, it seems to work fine now.
Skype with... cut. Out.
Okay. No, it seems to work fine now. I don't know. What can I tell you? Let's just see. The True Sephiroth says, "Hey, Cheapy, I recently listened to the Mega 64 podcast, and they were talking about these crazy milk bars in Japan with the girls who dress up as French maids. I already knew how weird those places were, but they were explaining that if you pay extra at some of those places, you can drink milk out of the girls' breasts if they are lactating. I figured if something was this depraved was true, Mr. Cheapy D would have heard about it. Have you heard of it, and would you partake?" I'm sure there's places like that exist, but I don't think that they're the maid cafes. It must be some other, like a real legitimate sex place. I don't think it's like a place where you're going to go and get an ice cream sundae, which is what most of the milk, not milk, maid cafes are. I have no interest in drinking. I don't even like drinking milk out of a glass, so I don't think I'd want to drink breast milk right from the source. That does
be
not
be warm.
It sounds nasty.
Yeah, that sounds...
I'm not interested in really, doing that in any capacity. I didn't try it with my wife. I don't think I would try it with a stranger.
Bleh.
You know? Bleh. You just threw up a little?
Yeah, that was kind of gross.
You just got a visual on that?
That was like, it was super gross.
I said I didn't, though.
I don't care. It's still super gross.
You just thought about
still,
me.
It still was worse.
You thought about me naked?
I thought about you asking. I'm just picturing you, come on.
Now, I'm not saying that the thought didn't cross my mind.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah.
I mean, Ty
can only go for one at a time, right?
Right. It's like it's all about efficiency here.
Saving money on drinkage.
Right. Okay. Let's see. Anything else here that we need to talk about? Fist in Face wanted to know if we ever considered writing a book about our lives. He thinks that there's some great stories to tell. A movie. He's suggesting a movie even. I don't think so. I was going to
write a leaflet on great Jewish athletes, but that was about it.
Yeah, and they did that in Airplane too.
They did?
Or Airplane One, was it? Honestly, I bet you my wife could write a pretty interesting book about her life. I mean, you know, she moved to America when she was 18 with really not being able to speak English very well, probably. Went to college there and been in some interesting work situations. She could probably write a way more interesting book than me. And she has to deal with me, so that would be interesting. Dr. Monkey wants to know, he says, "Gentlemen, it's easy to get lost in the sea of stupid video game peripherals. However, there's no doubt that some have stood out. What are some of your favorite game peripherals?" I can answer this one very easily for me because there's only one that I continue to use all the time, and that's my Turtle Beach Ear Force X4 headphones.
I got to stick mine in a box and mail them back. They sent me the label. I haven't mailed them back yet.
It's just like when you're playing an online game on 360 and you're wearing that headset, it's pretty annoying. Well, no, when you're wearing a regular headset, the 360 headset, you know, you have something covering up one of your ears to hear voice chat, which means you're not really getting the full surround sound effect anymore because one of your ears is blocked. And when you use these Turtle Beach jobs, you know, you're getting... Well, mine work fine. Right. You get the surround sound and you get the voice chat all in the same thing, and it's great. It's way better. So I use those, you know, all the time. Anytime I play an online multiplayer game where I'm talking to people, I use those. What about you, Ship? Power glove?
Power glove.
You're wearing it right now?
There. Yeah. Well, of course.
I've never used the power glove.
Really?
Yeah, I've never had an opportunity to use a power glove. I did have the 3D glasses for the Sega Master System.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty badass.
Those were pretty awesome.
That was, yeah. You probably still have it.
I do. I still have the 3D glasses. I don't have a power glove. I never actually purchased one of those. I don't know. I have those pink and light blue guns from Lethal Enforcer. Wow.
Right. That Enforcers?
Enforcers might be what I'm
saying. Someone needs a meatball slider.
I do. I can smell the meatball sliders, too. They smell so good.
I'm hungry, too. All right. Well, I think we did enough. And we can go safely and eat our respective sliders.
Do they have sliders in Japan at all?
No. I was just talking about this the other day with somebody. Somebody asked me if they had Italian restaurants here. There's a lot of Italian restaurants, but you're not going to get a meatball parm, you know, hero or anything like that, which I would like.
What about fried calamari? Because there's lots of squid in Japan, isn't there?
Yeah, that you can. I'm trying to think. You can probably get that. I had popcorn shrimp yesterday. That was pretty good.
That's not quite the same thing.
That's
but
not
sure.
Fried calamari. I'm trying to think if I've ever had it here. I don't think I have, but that I can see happening. You can't get like a slice of pizza. You know, you got to get pizza by the pie. I could go for a nice chicken parm sub or a meatball parm sub, but I would have to make it myself.
What about White Castle? Do you have White Castle?
There's no White Castle. I think White Castle would do pretty well here. But there is no White Castle.
You should have a franchise. Yeah, I say you should do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm busy. I could call it Big White Castle.
Or you could just call it Whitey White Castle.
Castle. Whitey Castle. I like Whitey Castle. Big Whitey Castle. So I'll look into that. Get back to you. Maybe I'll have it up and running by the time you visit next year, Ship.
That'd be good.
I want to give a shout out to our friends at ScrewAttack.com who've just relaunched their website, and it's really nice. You can host your own videos on there and start your own shows, and really, it's quite nice. So head over to ScrewAttack.com, check it out. I put some of my videos up there to check it out.
When are they going to do a top 10 episodes of the CAGcast video?
Never.
They should do that.
I'm sure Wombat, I'm sure if we did it, then they would be happy to feature it. Right. I like Screw Attack. They do good stuff over there.
I do too. I watch their videos. That's why I make jokes.
Yeah. Well, now it's a lot easier to get through all their shit. And you can put HD videos on there. It's real good. And you should check out Hard News. They do like a news show every day. It's like, you know, it's only a few minutes, but Destin and Hard News is pretty good. It's sort of like The Daily Show, but with video games and much shorter. So I recommend that. And I also recommend following us on Twitter. Twitter.com/CheapED, Twitter.com/Wombat5277, and Twitter.com/Shipwreck.
Which is a
fine don't forget, Bank Boys Entertainment and Get Green Entertainment have money to blow on December 10th at Shipwreck.
get
Green.
Get
your tickets now.
Makes me laugh every time.
Right. Especially since Shipwreck is probably the last person to ever go to that club.
The whitest white boy that was ever white.
Right. There's nobody with red hair.
I want to go at least to the outside of that club the next time I come up to New York, though.
Right. We'll check it out. But you said it's in the Bronx, though, right?
No, it's in Queens.
Oh, Queens. All right.
Yeah.
Fastlane's going to be there tomorrow. Two parties, one night.
That's a lot.
Late
That's
nights,
a lot
of... we live at Shipwreck with gorgeous bosses and Fantasia with guess who?
Who? I give up.
I don't know.
No. Okay. Well, that's it for the show. What else? Oh, review us on iTunes, please. We really appreciate when you do that. It makes us appear to be very popular when you review us. It puts us in the featured section when we get a lot of reviews.
Vote for us at the Podcast Awards.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, podcastawards.com. We're nominated in the Gaming and People's Choice Awards. You need to vote every day. Otherwise, we have no chance of winning, first of all. I'll tell you that right now. Well, maybe. It depends.
The Fantasy Focus, the ESPN Fantasy Focus podcast, which I actually listen to about three times a week, they bring it up twice a show every
oh,
day.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
And they get,
why do they even care?
They get like 500,000 listeners.
Oh, God. That's not fair.
It really isn't.
All right. So maybe you don't even, I don't know. Well, I'm going to keep Twittering it. And so should you, Wombat. And so if we lose, at least we tried. I guess.
Exactly.
Maybe it's better to lose and not try, though.
I don't know.
I don't know. Also, if you want to get Netflix for your PS3 or whatever, bit.ly/cagflix for your free trial and to give us money. And GoDaddy coupons, 10% off any order, CAG10, $5 off of 30, CAG5 off 30, and 695 domain names with coupon code CAGDOMAIN. And that's it.
Peace out.
So goodbye. Peace. We'll see you next week. Don't forget the Black Friday show is coming next week. It'll be Blacktastic.
Glove for your Nintendo Entertainment System. Now you and the games are one. The Power Glove. Everything else is child's play.